Welcome to the podcast. I'm Larry Matthews. We're joined by Ernie LaJoy Sr. Ernie and I are old friends. We actually wrote a book together several years ago, and Ernie has been taking off and writing books and working on movies and television series. So, Ernie, first off, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you, Larry.
And tell us about your latest book, just out.
We have, I have two books out this year. The Butcher of Boston. And both of my books are based on true story. All of my books are based on true stories. They have 10 in all. And the newest one, which just came out, is The Tunnel. These are books about my experiences as a deep cover operative in the New England area.
So do you base all of the scenes and storylines on things that have actually happened, or they are?
Oh, yes. Yeah. They're based on fact, sometimes enhanced a little bit, but based on fact. And all these cases actually happened, like the case of the $10 million that I negotiated in a courtroom, you know, case. It's just one little thing that, I mean, nobody would ever think that you would do something like that in a courtroom, but that's what we did.
So tell us about The Tunnel. What's that about?
It's actually a continuation of The Butcher of Boston. In my various books, what I try to do is show it the way it really is. You have 8, 10, 12 cases going at the same time, and some cases don't get finished in one book. So what you do is I move on to those cases in the next book. And all my books are related, but they're independent in and of themselves as well. In other words, you'll recognize things in the third book that you may have read about in the first book, but it's independent in and of itself.
If you know what I mean. So your character's name is Eddie Pannone.
Right.
And that was your street name when you were an undercover cop.
Right, right.
What's the origin of that name?
Well, when they first asked me to go undercover, which was supposed to be a 30-day job, by the way, when I went down and met with the people involved, they told me that it's just a 30-day job, but I'd have to have a cover name. I don't want to use my own name, and that I'll have to have a criminal record, which they created. So I came up with Eddie, which was close to Ernie, and Pannone, which was my mother's maiden name, but I spelt it a little different to keep it away from the family. So I used Eddie Pannone, drug dealer and gun runner, which became the well-known Eddie Pannone, drug dealer and gun runner, who was in reality the unknown Detective Ernie LaJoy Sr.
So all the drug culture around the Boston area, they knew this guy, Eddie Pannone.
Oh, well, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Maine. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Eddie Pannone was pretty well known.
So tell us about The Tunnel again. What's that case about?
This particular case is about a Mexican drug lord who had a tunnel, and as a matter of fact, they just uncovered another one from Nogales into Mexico, Nogales, Texas, into Nogales, Mexico. Nogales is on both sides of the line, and back in the day, there was a tunnel there years and years ago that was used to transport large quantities of drugs. And the story starts in the Butcher of Boston case, where the feds bring me in because of my connection with the, I won't talk about how I'm connected to the guy, but I become connected to the guy in the book. You have to see it. And then in that case never gets finished in the Butcher of Boston, but in the tunnel, it opens up with the continuation of that case from the Butcher of Boston, and it moves on to other cases.
So that's the tunnel. That's the newest Eddie Pannone thriller.
Yeah.
So now
the way it's done is that Eddie Pannone introduces you to a mixed bag of characters in this thriller in the tunnel. Okay. And there is a Mexican drug lord, Ernesto Adelante, a.k.a. the Surgeon. He's well known as the Surgeon. There is a guy down there that was known as the Surgeon. I changed the name a little bit because I never use real names and real places. And the Surgeon places a contract. In this book, he places a contract on me. And then you also meet people like Piper and Pigeon, who are narcotics and drug dealers, and Cobra, a main connection to a narcotics and gun ring, and then a chicken who was a hooker who becomes a victim.
A chicken?
She's murdered. Her nickname was, street name was Chicken.
Okay.
Yeah. I won't get into it on this show, but it's quite interesting how she comes up with that name.
Okay.
It's in the book. But Gobble Gobble has a lot to do with it.
All right. So this is unfolding.
That's pretty much the book. It's okay. 300 pages. Most of my books are around 300 pages.
Okay.
And they're, so far, most people like them.
Yeah. Well, I know I like them. I think they're great stories. I mean, you have a lot of credibility. I think that, you know, people should know that you are originally from New York, from Brooklyn.
Right.
You had, let's just say, an interesting, colorful family history there in Brooklyn.
Yes, we did.
You know, I think the word mafia might have come up on occasion.
Occasion, yes.
In your neighborhood. So that is the tunnel. Now let's some other exciting things are taking place. I know you've been working for some time to turn at least one of your books into a major motion picture.
Yes.
So how are we doing there? Is that likely to happen?
Well, I would like to think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Whether it does or not is another story. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
The funding is the biggest part. Sure. I've done everything else is pretty much done, and we're looking at potential funding at the moment. I really can't get into it too much because it's, I'm under an order.
Right.
So, well, best I can say at this point is that. The potential is there, and if everything goes the way we're planning, we will be doing a movie in time.
And this will be The Prayers.
The Prayers, right, from the book The Prayers, which is not published yet, by the way. I didn't publish that book for that because of this project. And then recently someone contacted me about The Butcher of Boston, and they asked me if there was any chance of my doing a TV show, a TV script, not show, on it. So, as you know, a TV script is a limited number of pages for an hour.
Sure.
A show. So I figured it out, and I can get 12 weeks out of that book and do 12 one-hour series. And these people are very interested in it, and we're discussing that as well.
Well, I mean, let's face it. Both of these projects, the TV series and the movie, are naturals for, a series of books about, that period and this topic, these police sort of crime thrillers written by someone who actually was a deep undercover detective.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who are kind of wannabe cops who write cop stories, but they don't really know that much about being a cop much less about what it's like to work deep undercover on these things. I mean, you were a well-known drug dealer and gun runner, and they didn't know that you were a cop. So let's face it, there's a lot of material there.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, I have a tremendous amount of material that I could probably write 100 books and maybe dent it pretty good. But
so where can we get your book?
Of course, I don't have the time. The time on this earth, I don't think. I mean, I'm 70 now, so.
Yeah, yeah. Where can we get the Eddie Pannone thrillers?
Actually, through any bookstore, and there are any electronic means, Amazon, all of them. You can go to erniesenior.com, erniesr.com, which is my book site. And if you have interest in learning about the upcoming movie, The Prayers, you can go to theprayers.com. Now, The Prayers is spelled P-R-E-Y-E-R-S. The Prayers, praying on someone, not praying to God.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a poem that's going to be in that movie that I wrote, because I also write poems and short stories in my spare time. When I find
that sound like you have a lot of spare time, Ernie.
No, but when I do, I do. You know, I do write a little poem here and there.
All right.
And the director, Joe Espromonte, who's a great guy, and he's been involved in over 40 major movies. He really loves the poem. I was going to take it out. I wasn't even going to put it in. And he said, "Oh no! We got to leave that poem in." So we're hoping to get some really nice deep voice to do the voiceover for it.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing this movie.
Yes, oh my.
We've been talking to Ernie LaJoie Sr. Thank you, Ernie.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for having me.